This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
No, we don't have time for intro music today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get everything in order here. This is an emergency episode of the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I want you to forget about sports, and I may be asking you to forget about everything you know about the comforts of modern life. You need to wake up, sheeple. Check out what I discovered on the internet today.
And then they gonna do it when it's cold outside.
Okay, y'all, listen. This is some real shit. Like, hold on.
All right, y'all. How y'all doing, Facebook? I'm Shireen. I'm Chantel's oldest sister. I'm coming to let y'all know. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm Chantel's sister.
Hey, how you doing?
And I'm coming to let y'all... Hey, how everybody doing? I'm coming to let y'all know that the Department of Defense, our military... has not issued a warning, but they've issued an official statement, and they actually did a press conference on it. November 4th through the 6th, it will be an EMP. That's an electronic magnetic pulse, you guys. Okay? That's, again, November 4th. Now, the government says it will only be 2 days, but November 4th through the 6th, there will be an electronic magnetic pulse going through the entire continent of North America.
Okay? Like Geostorm. If y'all
like the movie Geostorm, okay?
Listen to her.
Now, in real life, I'm not lying to y'all. The reason why they didn't bring it to mainstream media, and this is not me saying this, this is a quote. The reason why they didn't bring it to mainstream media or the media that you watch every day, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSN, MSNBC, all of that. The reason why they did not tell everybody that it was going to be an electronic magnetic pulse being conducted as a drill November 4th through the 6th is because they didn't want to incite panic. But with them not telling us that it's going to be an EMP, you guys, there's no way to prepare. I'm letting y'all know, and I know I might sound like a wide-eyed conspiracy theorist.
Not at all.
But I'm trying to let everybody know so they can let everybody know.
This is true, and if y'all okay, really if don't believe her,
go
y'all
to the
need
department,
to be on YouTube watching a video.
Don't even go to YouTube. Go to the Department of Defense's website, mm-hmm. and they will tell you that they're doing an electronic magnetic pulse. Mm-hmm. That means there will be a very huge blackout. And when I say blackout...
November 4th.
November 4th through the 6th. When I say blackout, I don't mean you just won't have electricity in your house. I mean, anything that has electrical current going through it will not work. Your cars will not work. Your cell phones won't work. Your landlines won't work. Your
TVs
won't work.
Share this video, please.
Share the video so people know that it's going to happen.
Listen, please.
It's going to happen.
Please.
So go to...
Listen. Please believe them. You got to wake up, sheeple. Please believe them. Okay? On November 4th, 2017, as I'm recording this podcast, it's not enough warning. This video is from the morning of when I'm recording this podcast. You know how far behind we are? I'm only sharing this in an effort to inform the Sports with a Capital F audience in case they missed this. I shared this video with every person I knew and got not one response. I don't think you people are taking this seriously. You need to listen to Chantel's older sister. On November 4th, the United States government will destroy its own infrastructure with an EMP. I do not share Chantel's optimism regarding this situation. If the government said it was only going to last 2 days, that's a lie. An EMP fries electrical equipment. It will be utterly unserviceable. And this is just the beginning, people. You understand, first of all, I've brought you clear, irrefutable evidence that there was certainly a press conference in which this was announced. Chantel's older sister was the first person to be privy to this information. And you know, you don't know. You don't know. Chantel and her older sister may be disgruntled government scientists who knew that this was coming, who knew that this was the culmination of years of consumer capitalism that the people who are in charge, who benefit the most from the functioning of our internet and our car and our houses and our landlines, the people who benefit the most from that are now going to destroy it with an electromagnetic pulse. And you may say, hey, Graham, that's pretty counterintuitive. If I was someone who made billions of dollars a year off of people consuming things and people working at the businesses and factories that I own, I would probably want to continue to allow them to do that. That would be true if you weren't a shape-shifting alien. You know, I'm silly on this podcast a lot, but I'm not being silly today, okay? Clearly, this warning issued by these two brave young women, Chantel and her younger sister, we may have no vision of the future. I'm terrified, okay? But I'm only terrified for you because I have been prepared for this since the first time someone predicted the end of the world on the internet or predicted that the United States government would kill all of its citizens. Because that is, if you're governing a citizenry, right? Like if you're in charge of a huge group of people and all they do is make you money and give you power, the first thing you're going to want to do before you reveal yourself to be shape-shifting aliens is remove their ability to do that. That is when you open up your hollow base that is the moon that rotates over this flat earth. Spoiler alert, it's a disc. Okay? Before you open up this hollow moon base and begin sending ships to the earth, you unleash an EMP under the guise of being an organization like the Department of Defense or part of the United States government or owner of 99% of all of the assets of this country. If you're a group like that, when you've gotten sick of that narrative, you destroy that infrastructure and then reveal yourself by shape-shifting into the lizard people you are. And I mean, you know, you're not under any obligation to believe me, but I assure you people, this is getting real. You heard it right here. A lot of you felt the need to share this video with me today, which I thought was interesting. Because to me, it clearly shows that you know that I'm someone who's not taken in by the mainstream media's account of the current state of electromagnetic pulse releases by the most powerful governments in the world.
You know I'm not going in for that. It's not going to happen. So I hope you're all very safe out there. I hope you all take care of yourself. Ricky, play us out. Good luck, everyone.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
F.
This is a capital F.